Okay, v'siyata d'shmaya, today's daf is Pei Gimel and Erevin, the one most technical dapim, at least amudim, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, that's going to deal with different shiurim that starts from our Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Beis on the Beis, and that have discussed the shiur of Chatzi Pras, and we're going to contrast different measurements in Halacha and how they relate to the Chatzi Pras. On Pei Gimel Amud Beis, we are going to discuss the situation where you have a chatzir and a mirpeset, and the Gemara, in terms of making an Erev between them, and the Gemara used that as a great launching pad for Chazara, for different types of Rishuyos that are next to each other, and when you could make an Erev and when can't you. In our Mishnah on Pei Beis Amud Beis, we had learned the following. Chetzia lebeis hamenuga, that when it comes to the measurement of a house, that in terms of saras, how long you need to be there in order to create tumah. So there the Gemara said that's a half of a half of, that's a half of a half of pras. And then the Mishnah says v'chetzi chetzi lepsulas hagvia, and the half a half of that, which would be an eighth. So then that is, in terms of the psul, the amount of food that one needs to eat in order to make one tameh, if the food is tameh. So the Gemara on the top of Pei Gimel, okay? The Gemara on the top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph picks up with this. Tana v'chatzi chetzi chetzia, so that would be an eighth, a half of a half of a half, which is an eighth, l'tameh tumas ochlin. Vitana didan, my time alo tana tumas ochlin. So if you have an eighth of a pras, so there, that is the amount of food that would render tumas ochlin. It's the minimum amount of quantity to render other foods tame. So vitana didan, my time alo tani tumas ochlin. So why did our tana not mention that? What's that?
Meaning what? Meaning if the food is tame, meaning by somebody touching it,
it would be any item to render, yeah, any food rendering other food tameh.
If that food became tameh already
from something else, so then how to render other food tameh. Yeah. The tani da mai tameh lo tani tumas ochlin. And our tana, why didn't he mention that? So the Gemara gives a very technical answer. Really, it should have mentioned it. It says in Gemara, mishum de lo shavish shiureyo lahadodi, because their shiurim are not equal. In other words, we're going to see that the calculation of the shear of Latame Tumas Ochlin, and it doesn't add up to the Chatzi Pras of our Mishnah, as we're about to explain. This time, as we learned in the Braisa, Kama Shear, what is the minimum for rendering the body possible? In other words, when our Mishnah had spoken about the Psul, the last part of Chatzi Lifsolas hagvia, to make the body possible v'itame. So what the Braises say, beis beitzim chaser kima, it's two eggs minus a small amount. They were reviewed, this is reviewed as a thing. Rabbi Yaisi says, beis beitzim shoychakos, that it's two beitzim that are loosely measured. We saw that shoychakos comes from the word to laugh, so that mouth is open. Broad, when a person's relaxed, they're broad. Shiur, so that is the Shita Rabbi Yossi. Beis Beitzim Sochakos.
What does that mean exactly?
Beis Beitzim, if you would measure it not in the compacted way, but with a more expanded. In other words, giving it the benefit, almost like the benefit of the doubt. Shiur Rebbe, Shtei Beitzim Vod. And Rebbe was Misharit as two Beitzim and a little more. Kama Vod, and what is a little bit more? Echad me'esrum kibetza, 1/20th of a beitza. Okay, so we've just defined the definition of chatzi pras in our Mishnah. V'ilu gabe tumas oichlin, but when it comes to tumas oichlin, Tanya, there we learned in a brayser, Rabbi Nassim Rabbi Deisa Amru, kibetza shamru kamera uke kaplit pasa. There we said the egg that we're discussing is the egg itself with its shell. V'chachamim amrim kamaya b'loiki pasa. The Chachamim said that it is like the egg itself without its shell. So when you compare the minimum quantity of food tumah with what we had mentioned earlier, to half a pras, all of the above stated opinions is not exactly the same as what we had mentioned over here. It's a different shear. Here we're giving a different shear. So this was why our Mishnah omits the mentioning for food tumah, because it doesn't equal the exact half that we had above. In other words, they were using different shiurim in terms of defining the half pras. So therefore, once you're using different shiurim, we didn't want to say it was a half of the psul gvia, because it's really not a half of the psul gvia. Okay. That ends this Gemara. Now the Gemara says, continues on, in regards to cheshbening the chetzi pras. What exactly is the shear of chetzi pras? Amar Afram bar Papa Ruchizda, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yasi. The brice above is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yasi. Aval Chachamim am kebeitzo mechza seichakles. But the Chachamim give a larger measurement, and they say a chetzi pras is the cheshma of a chetzi pras is a beitza and a half, that's sochakos. Uman chachamim, and who is the chacham? Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Now this sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika was mentioned on the bottom of Pei Beis on the Beis, that's his cheshbin as well, as Rav Chisda had elaborated with Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. So Gemara now asks pshita, it's pashat. If we already learned that this is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, then what is the chiddush? Says the Gemara, Seicha kais asal eshminan. It's coming to tell us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika was talking about was a loosely measured egg. That's not mitzumtzam, but it is loosely measured. Now, the Gemara goes off with a complicated cheshbon. This cheshbon is going to revolve around how we calculate a saw. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Shiger bonius le Rebbe mudya de kundis de mina nasa. Bonius once sent Rebbe a kundis, which is a measurement of a sa'a, of ne'usa. That came from ne'usa. That's how most explain. Vishir Rebbe, and Rebbe measured it, and he measured it to masan ushva asrin bein. He measured it out to 217 eggs. By the way, some people don't say beitza, they say beya, and this is one of the sources for it. Here the Gemara doesn't say... What's that?
It's a couple other times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it measured out to 217 Beya. Now, the Gemara, to my poetic chagrin, I like poetry more than mathematics, the Gemara wants, Baruch Hashem, we have Ezra here who likes mathematics as much, so the Gemara over here wants to make sure that it's got all 217 eggs accounted for. I'm bored once you get to count it up to the 15th egg, but the Gemara doesn't get bored because everything has to be precise. So says the Gemara as follows. Hasah deheicha. This saw, this measurement, where was it? In other words, what type of saw are we discussing? Now, the Gemara points out that we have different ways to measure a saw. You can measure a saw with midbarios, or yerushalmios, or tziporos. Those were three different measurements. Mishpacha magazine just did a feature about tzipori. Maybe it's not just now that we get the from 3 months ago. But I just read in the Mishpacha magazine a feature on Tzipori. So Rebbe, of course, Rebbe with the when there after the Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin was chased up north, and of course Rebbe taught Torah in Tzipori. Probably the Mishnayos were written in the Galil in Tzipori. So there were different measurements. You have the measurement in Yerushalayim, but the measurements changed when they got to Tzipori. So the Gemara does the following cheshbon. Ida midbarios kuf mem dalet havi. If we're talking about midbarios, then it should come out to 100, and it would have only 144 eggs. In other words, the saw of midbarios has only 144. Now, Rebbe measured 217. Vidi Yerushalmios kuf ayin gimel. And if we're talking about Yerushalmios, then it would have 173. V'idat tziporis reish zayin havya. And if we were talking about tzipori, then it would have only 207. So, we see over here that there are different measurements of those three, and all of those three don't fit to the saw that Rebbe had measured out. La'olam, so here the fact that I had mentioned to you earlier is relevant. La'olam de tziparis, really Rebbe used the tzipari, which makes a lot of sense, because Rebbe was in tzipari. I see chalsa shadile. So now, in order to resolve this discrepancy, take the chala, which, in other words, the question is, how could it be if it's Tziporius? So we said it's 207. So how do you go from 207 to 217? That's where I would have said, okay, it's close enough. But Ezra would say, no, it has to work. So how do we go from 207 to 217? So Gemara says, why maybe that the cheshbin also, the amount of challah one is expected to separate from a saw flour and add it to them. And thereby, it would get us close to 217. So Gemara says, okay, how much would the shear challah be? Chalsa kamahavim. Tell me. Challah would come out to 8 eggs. The Gemara is going to discuss the shear challah later. So even if you add the shear challah to the 207 of the ordinary tzipori, that'll only get you 215. Akati batzalet. You're still too short. So the Gemara then says, we got there. 215. Just 2 eggs off. So the Gemara is not satisfied. Ela aisi va'oides de Rebbe shadi alai. Take the supplemental egg of egg volumes, which are contained in the standard of Sa, of Rebbe, and add it to the 207. In other words, there used to be some supplemental amount. It's not exactly clear to me what exactly, maybe it was an amount that was negligible. And what's that?
On the sixth line.
What, the sixth? What, I'm sorry.
Rabbi says,
nechon. Rabbi Binyamin is pointing out that Rebbe said, Beis Beitzim Va'od, Yafemod. And what is that? That's Echad Me'esrim. Yafemod, thank you. So that Rebbe had said that it was more than 2 Beitzim. So whenever Rebbe gave his amount, there was another extra 1/20. And if you add another extra 1/20, so then in such a case, that would get us there. But the problem the Gemara says is, so that would actually get us, if it was 1/20, and we would add it to the 207, that would get us there. But there's still a slight, and it would bring us to 217, a mamish identical. But the Gemara still asks, Yihachi havelei tvei. But if that's so, then the standard measure, instead of being smaller, is actually larger than Rebbe's measure. So Gemara says, Kivin de lahavi kebeitza lo chashivla, even though it's slightly more, since it doesn't equal to a beitza, so then that is not going to be a problem. Okay, so that was, we got from 207 to 217 with Rebbe, and Rabbi Yamin pointed out, that's the Echad Me'esrim takes us from 207 to 217. Now we have a new braisa that talks about the development of the saw. Tana Rabbanan. Saw Yerushalmis. Here now we're going, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about the difference between the Shir Yerushalayim and the Shir Midbar and the Shir Tzipari. Saw Yerushalmis Yisera Midbar is Shtus. If you remember before, there was a discrepancy in the amount of the saw. And if you calculate it, the Yerushalmi saw is larger than the Midbarios by a sixth. That's why we had more from one. V'shel tziporis yiseira al Yerushalmi shtus. And the tziporis exceeds the Yerushalmi also by a six. Nimsas shel tziporis yiseira midbara shlish. So it comes out that the tziporis is larger than the midbarios by a third. So now the Gemara analyzes. Shlish deman. The Braisa spoke about two different amounts and compared the tziporis and the midbar. Elam ashlish to midbaros. Is it said that the difference between the two saw is a third? Michti shlish to midbaros kamahave arba v'samni. So how much is a third of the desert saw? 48. Because we had learned before, the desert was, we had learned before, is reish zayin. So if you cheshbon reish zayin, comes out to 48. V'ilu otfin shlish to mishlis. But then the tziporin over midbarios is 63. The Ela shlish dirushalmis. Rather, we have to learn that the difference between the two sa measures is a third of the Yerushalmi sa. So now let's do a cheshbon. Shlish dida kamehave chamshin usamnya nechitlasa. It comes out the third is 58 minus one third. Vilu odfa shitinislis. But then it's more, the excess of the tziporin over the midbarios is 63. So the Gemara has just proven that the third also cannot be based on the Yerushalmi sa. So it needs to understand, what does it mean a third? Ve'elo de tziporin. So rather we have to assume that the difference between the two shah measures is a third of the tziporin. How much is that? Shlish dida kamehavi shivi nechichada. Its third is 70 minus 1. Vilu otfa, but the excess of the tziporin over midbarios is 63. Vilu otfa samach gimel. So still, how does each one, we haven't figured out how one is a third more than the other, which is a third more than the next. Elam Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said you have to reread it. Hachi kamer. Nimtze sa shal tzipori yiseira al midbaros karav l'shishla. The tziporin sa exceeds the midbaros close to a third. V'shlisha la karav l'mechtza de midbaros. And a third of itself is close to one half of a midbaros. And that actually works based on the numbers above. Says the Gemara, maskefla ravina, midi karav karav tani. Does the Braisa then say close, close? Does it? You said karov, karov lemechza, but the Braisa doesn't say it. Ela amar ravina hachi kamer. This is how to read what the Braisa says. Nim says shlish shel tzipari, bivi'idos shel rebi, yiseira amechza shel midbaro shlish beitza. A third of the tziparin sa, which has been added with the supplemental amount of the 1/20th that we had, six lines from the top of Rebbe, exceeds half of the midbarios by a third of an egg, and that actually adds up. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Reishis Ariso Sechem. So Reishis Ariso Sechem, of course, is the opening of the Parsha of Chalath. Reishis Ariso Sechem Tarimu. So what is Reishis Ariso Sechem? So we darshan Kedei Ariso Sechem. That the fact that it says that it needs to be your flour means to tell us that it needs to be that the dough that has to be from your dough. What is considered your dough? V'kama Iso Sechem. What's considered your dough? Kedei Isas HaMidbar. It's emphasizing the dough that we had in the Midbar. In other words, when did we have dough? It has to come from a dough that's called your dough. When's your dough? When we had in the Midbar. What does it mean, what we had in the Midbar? Beautiful. What we had in the Midbar for the month. So what we had from the Midbar of the month, now we're going to cheshbon what is the shear of challah. In other words, the same shear that we had of our dough. V'kama misas ha-midbar, t'chsiv v'ha'aymer asiris ha-eifa hu. The aymer was 1/10 of an eifa. Mikan amru, so then if you do the cheshbon, zayin revo'in kemach, it comes out a quantity of flour of 7/4 of a kav plus a fraction. That is what is going to be chayiv in chal, chayiv es bechal. And what's that? Shehein vav sherushalmios. That comes out to be 6 Yerushalmios. Shehein chamisha shel tzipori, which is 5 tzipori rovas. So if we're talking about one type of rova, so then it's going to be more than 7 rovan. But as we go to the larger shiurim, so then Yerushalmi sent Sipori, so then it goes down from 6 to 5. Mikan Amru, and that, by the way, is the shiur chi of Chala. Rashi makes a cheshbon over here. Rashi cheshbons how much they are in Beitzim, and of course they come out to the word Chala itself. Lamid plus Hay is 35. 35 plus 8 is 43. The shear chi of challah of beitzim is 43 beitzim. That's just a beautiful way of remembering it. Okay. The Gemara then concludes, Mikan amru ha'ochel kamida zu, harezu bari. If this is the amount of man that we got, so then that's a healthy way of eating. Umuvarach, yosar akein ravtan. If you eat more than that, then you are a ravenous eater. You eat too much. Pachas mikan mikalkel b'meyof. And you eat less than that, then it's not healthy. Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we got through these calculations. We saw the difference between Yerushalmis and the Midbarios and Sipori, and we saw that there are different shiurim, and that's why, since the shiur that was calculated for Tumas Ochlin, which is really 1/8 of a 1/8 of a pras, nevertheless was not mentioned in our Mishnah, because the way that was calculated traditionally was with a different calculation than was done in our Mishnah. Now we go back to Ervin. Anshe chotzer v'anshe mirpeses. If you have a courtyard and you have a porch above, actually we're looking out at something that is mamish like that. So you have over here a courtyard, and then right above you have a porch. So now the shaila is as follows. What's the relationship? Let's say they belong to two different owners. What's the relationship between them? Are they considered two separate reshuyos?
The courtyard
and the porch. We're talking about the relationship between the courtyard and the porch. What happens if they didn't make an eruv? Again, let's assume that they're owned by two different people. I think over here, many times that's like the second floor of the house. But let's say they're owned by two separate people. So, anshei chaser, anshei mepesesh, sheshachechu, v'lo irvu. So now we say as follows. Kol shegevoa yutfachim, limer peset. Anything that's above 10 tfachim is considered belonging to the merpeset. In other words, they're considered connected to the merpeset. Pachos mikan lechatzer. Everything else is a chatzer. And if they didn't make an eruv, so then in such a case, those things that are above 10 tfachim could be carried from the merpeset to that area. And those things that are less than 10 tfachim could be carried from the chatzer to that area. And because they didn't make an eruv between them, you can't carry down from the merpeset to an area that's below 10 tfachim and vice versa. What's that?
Why don't they answer on each other?
Why would they? You just have
they
two.
Both have access to the chatzer.
No, it's two. No, they're two separate reshuyos. They don't have any. Yeah, they don't have. They're two separate reshuyos. Chuyos habar vahasela. If you have a bar with dirt around it and a rack gvoa asar tefachim, it's 10 tefachim high. So then, lemir peset, then it's shayach to mir peset. Pachas mikan lechatzer. Bamedvar mamurim bismucha. But this only applies to those areas that are close to the mir peset. Aval nufleges, but if it's far away, afilu gva yutvachim lechatzer, then even if it's more than 10 tvachim, it's considered connected to the chatzer. The Gemara, the Mishnah answers the immediate question. Ve'ezu yismucha, kol shein rechoka arba tvachim. What's considered close is only that which is within four tefachim of the merpeset. Anything that's further than four tefachim is considered connected to the chatzah. So Gemara immediately asks and does a geshmaka chazara. With Rashi's help, we get a geshmaka chazara. The Gemara compares this Mishnah to quite a few cases that we've learned up until now. Pshita. Lozeba pesach ulozeba pesach. If we're giving an area where there's it's easily accessible to the residents of one chatzer, and it's also easily accessible to another chatzer, to the other chatzer. Haynu chalom shebein shtei chatzeros. So then there should be like the halacha of a window between two chatzeros. So the principle which underlies the rulings of the Mishnah is that an area near two other areas is considered to be part of it. So Gemara says, that's pashut, that we already learned in the halacha of chalom. Says Rashi, "Haynu chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. Haynu chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. Klomar halomi boilon my dinim im osle shtein omuter. You don't need to ask a question of whether they're osre muter. The haynu chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. We already learned the stan bay ratzu echam arvim ratzu shnei arvim vim lo irvu yachad shnei masurin l'shtamish ba." Imrushus shelar bahi. The imrushus pachos midalid. Umanolan da asurim ba. Da agave koso shebein shtei chatzer stan. Etc. etc. So this halacha, if we're talking about something that's like a window between two chatzeros, we already learned the halachos of what happens if you have a chalom between two chatzeros. Lazebizrika. So the Gemara introduces another case. Lazebizrika of Lazebizrika. What happens if you have a rishus between two rishuyos that could be reached by throwing? Let's take a look at Rashi. Lazebizrika, Lazebizrika. Kol rishus, shehi bein shtei rishuyos. If you have any rishus which is between two rishuyos, v'kasha tashmishel shtehen, lazegvo ayud, lazegvo asara. Each one is 10 high. Ve'em nichol nishtamishel bizrika, halomi bayli. That's also pashut. Tahainu kosel shebein shtei chatzeras. Says the Gemara, lazebizrika, lazebizrika. If you can't reach either of them with throwing, hainu kosel shebein shtei chatzeras. So then it's like a kosel that's built between two chatzeros, and they're considered two separate rishuyos, and they can never be mitzdarit. Continues the Gemara. Lezebeshoshul velezebeshoshul. In other words, the Gemara wants to know, what are we talking about when we say you have this area in between the chatzer and the merpeset, might be shayach to the chatzer, might be shayach to the merpeset. Well, if it's a case of chalon, we already learned the halachas. If it's a case of an aliyah of Zrika, we also learn those halachas. Okay, so lezebeshoshul, lezebeshoshul. Maybe you're going down from the mirpeset, and if you're going down, so we also learn that case. If you're going down from both rishuyos, hainu charitz. So that we learned on ayin ches on the days the charitz shebein shtei chatzeros, and the halacha is that you can't go down. So then it's also, what do I need the case of the mirpeset and the chatzer? Ah, so now maybe, says the Gemara, what's going to be different over here is because the chatzer is on a different level. So then maybe lazeb pesach v'lazeb zrika. Maybe what we're talking about is that you have one that has, it's accessible to the chatzer with a pesach, and it's accessible to the mirpeset through zrika, says Rashi. We have a case of where you have a chatzer that's lower into the ground and one that's higher up. So is that the case? So that we already learned from Rabbi Bar Avuna in Perek Chalon. I'm back into Rashi. So then we say that it's connected to the one that's Shava Ba'aretz. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman suggested maybe Lezeb Pesach Lezeb B'Shilshul. We're talking about one is B'Pesach and one's lowering down. Hainu de Rav Shizbi. That was what we had already learned from Rav Shizbi in Perek Chalon. So it can't be that. Amar Rav Nachman Lezeb B'Shilshul Lezeb B'Zrika. My. But here we have a Shaila. If you have one Bishulshul and the other Bizrika, what's going to be the halacha? That has not yet been discussed. So now, the Gemara used the case of Chatzer Mirpeset as a springboard to say we've learned up until now many, many different cases of where you have two different areas that are separate for each other. So Gemara now says, okay, let's do a Chazara on all of the cases that we've learned up until now, and there's one case that we haven't discussed, and that is Lezebishulshul, that you have two Rishuyas next to each other, one you're able to lower down to, and the other you could only throw up to. So Mai. So what's the halacha in terms of being metaltel from either of them? Amar Rav. So Rav said, Shnehen Asurin, you're stuck. You're stuck. Says Rashi, Dibra Maschel Mai, Lishnehem Biksha Bakoshu, Varein Shavin Bov, Osun Zelzet. They're going to answer each other. Da Kol Shul Shlamin de Koshu. Because to lower down is difficult. So since it's difficult to lower down, so then in such a case, then those two can't be Ma'arev with each other. So that's the Shita of Rav. Ushmuel Amr, Nosl Zesha Bishil Shul, Shelzeh Tashmisho Benachas, Ulzeh Tashmisho Bekasha. And Shmuel said as follows. No, we allow the one who's able to lower the one the access. He's able to carry from that area. but everybody else is not allowed to. Why? What's Shmuel's Smara? Again, Shel Zet Hashmini Shel Benachav, Zet Hashmini Shel Chasha. Because the Chatzer, which has the ability to lower down, because he could do it without difficulty. However, the one who has to throw, so that's the one who has difficulty to get to it. V'chol davar she'tashmishu l'zeh b'nachas l'zeh b'kasha nosnim also l'zeh she'tashmishu b'nachas. He holds that since lowering down is easy to do, so then you give it to the one who has the ability to do it b'nachas. The one who has the ability to do b'nachas. Now I'm not sure if this is a machlekes in Metzius, because Rav said Shnein Hasurin, so Rashi seemed to explain that the reason why it was Asur is because even to lower down is Bekasha. So is this a machlokas that Shmuel holds lowering down is Bekasha, and Rav holds it's not? I'm not sure if it's just simply machlokas and Metzius or something else. But Shmuel says is that lowering down is easier, and since lowering down is easier, so if you have two Rishuyas, one could only throw up, and the other could lower down to a third area, the one that could lower down is automatically connected to their Erev, and now they're connected. Now the Gemara brings us back to our Mishnah. Tnan! This sounds a little bit similar to our Mishnah. As I started saying, we start off, and we talk about cases that are similar to our Mishnah that we've already discussed, and now we finally bring this case that we haven't discussed and see if it's similar to our Mishnah. Tnan, Anshe Chatzer, V'Anshe Mirpeset. So we had the chatzer and the repeset. Shachu v'lo irvu. They didn't make an irv. So kol shigvo asar tfachim l'repeset. Anything that's higher than 10 goes to the repeset. Pachas mikan l'chatzer. Less than that goes to the chatzer. Kasalka daita my merpeset. So what do we assume? What is the merpeset? B'nei aliyah. Must be that, as we assumed earlier. That's the second story. Umay karla merpeset. And why do they call it merpeset? The kasalka merpeset. Because why is it called that way? Because you go up to the merpeset. Oh. Now. So that's the Mishnah. Alma. So what do we see? Kol zel b'shilshul, zel b'sreika. Nice l'zesha b'shilshul. We see from our Mishnah that if you able to go down, you could go up. So then we follow the one that you could go down to. So that exactly is what we said. What we said from Shmuel, that Shmuel said that lezeh b'shilshul is going to be mutter. Why? Because we saw that once it's already 10 tefachim high, so then we already attribute that area to the merpeset. So why not? Why don't we say, well, I could throw it up from the chatzer above 10 tefachim? It must be that if you have a choice between something that's parallel to you, that's within 10 tefachim, that's fine. But the moment in which you have to throw up versus to lower down, lowering down is easier, and therefore the merpeset is connected to it. Ah, so that would be a raya to Shita Shmuel against Rav. Mirtz Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to analyze whether that raya is a good raya.